Hi, this is Michael.
Hey, Michael, it's Gail over at Local Splash. I'm sorry about that. I seriously was not prank calling you. I had my speaker on mute, and I didn't realize it until it was too late. We chatted really briefly, I think, last week already. I think it was on Friday. About first page Google listings. So I wanted to circle back. I don't think we got very far into our conversation. So I didn't get to answer any questions. I don't think. Okay. That's what I thought. So is this a better time for you to chat?
Sure.
Okay. Super. So, I was looking back. I was kind of digging up, a little bit more about your company. So you are a home inspector. You're on Angie's right now. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. How's it working out for you so far?
I kind of just started last week.
However, oh, wow.
I actually got a couple jobs from them, but I paused it only because I have like a hectic week this week. I'm really booked with inspections, so.
Nice. That's great. Homes are selling well out there then.
Yes, definitely.
Okay. Awesome. All right. Now, are you able to take on more work? I mean, obviously not this week, but, you know, coming up.
Yeah, in general, I definitely am.
Okay.
So I am looking for more work. This week is just crazy, though.
That's a good thing, though. It's a good thing to be busy. I live in Colorado. My husband is actually a home inspector out here. We do the Google ranking for his business. So,
okay.
Yeah. He was on home. Go ahead.
How's that going with him for the Google ranking?
Really good. We got him to first page rather quickly. Our standard is 30 to 45 days to get you to first page. That's programming time. If we need to build a website or anything as well, get Google Business Profile set up. Pretty quickly. Industry standard is 3 to 6 months. So we have that, and I'm happy to give that to you in writing too. But yeah, it's going well. Very happy with it. He used Home Advisor to begin with, found them expensive and crummy leads that were shared out to 3 or 4 other inspectors. And then of course it always went to the guy who undercuts everybody else and doesn't charge what they're worth, which they'll be out of business next year, but it doesn't help for today that guy got the lead, and you know he's going to do a crummy job on the inspection too. I mean, if they're undercutting you a couple hundred dollars, they're not going to do a very good job. So
no, definitely not. Yeah.
Yeah.
Unfortunately,
now,
there's people like that in every business.
Oh yeah. You know, I came out of remodeling. I owned a remodeling business here in Colorado. Same thing. You know, and there's always the customer that's on a, you know, $75,000 bathroom, they want you to do it for $50,000. No, you can take that guy. He won't finish this, or your grout lines won't be straight, or there'll be several somethings. You just never know.
Yeah.
So it sounds like you can take on more business. I see you've got your Google Business Profile already. You've got an amazing website. It looks great. I'm looking at it right now. Who built it for you?
I got it through the software that I use, Spectora.
Okay.
They did the website, and I used their home inspection software for my report.
Nice. Okay, nice. The website looks great. So that helps as well, and that you've got your Google Business Profile up already. So, you know, like I mentioned, industry standard to get you to first page is about 3 to 6 months. We get it done in about 30 to 45 days. And leads and calls are unlimited. We don't charge by the lead or the call. We don't screen them. We don't send them to your competitors. So what'll happen, Michael, once we get you set up is I'll actually close down, and I'm going to butcher the name of your city. Sayreville. So I'll actually close the home inspection category down for a 50-mile radius around you. So meaning in that 50-mile radius, we'll never be working with your competitors. So your leads are not shared. So literally, if another home inspector came along tomorrow, anywhere in that 50-mile radius, we literally turn them away. We don't believe in pitting one of our customers against another one of our customers. It's bad business. Google doesn't allow it. We as a company don't allow it. So Masterbuilt Home Inspection's the only company that we'll be partnered with to get you on that first page.
They could go to another company and do the same thing, though, correct?
I'm sorry, Ed, you broke up there just in the beginning. I didn't quite hear it all.
They could go to another optimization company and just do the same thing, though, correct?
They could, but nobody can get you to the first page faster than a Google Channel partner, which is what we are at Local Splash. There are a lot of companies out there that claim to be able to get companies to first page. I could name a bunch of them. I'll refrain. They're out there, though. Those are typically the companies that'll take 6 months, and most of their customers are exhausted at the payments by the 6 month point and not seeing any new business come in that whole time. I mean, that's a huge, huge investment to make, or even to ask somebody to make 6 months. And that's not something, it's not something they usually tell people. But I call those folks the dude sitting in their mom's basement claiming they do SEO and digital marketing. It disgusts me that they do that. And, you know, honestly, when I was in remodeling, I've got a sticky note on my desk just as a reminder. I had three companies do that to me. And I was exhausted by month four. It's like, wait, I haven't seen anything, not a single phone call, done. So most of their clients defect before they ever get shown on first page. A very few slip through. So yes, they can, of course, but most companies get exhausted before they get to that point. So.
Okay.
And then, so what we do then, Michael, we do all that local programming to get you on first page. We tie that to your Google business profile, your website. We go out and do a name and address cleanup. It's just a standard tool that we run. Make sure there aren't any bad links out there, bad phone numbers, bad email addresses, things like that. So we get that all cleaned up. Then we get you out to all destinations beyond Google. So Yelp, Yahoo, MapQuest, Bing, Yellow Pages, White Pages, up to about 60 different destinations. So we get you out there far and wide. That way you can be found right there on first page when someone's searching for a home inspector. I'm going to check too. I'm going to look at our analytics here and see what we've got. Sayreville. There we go. I will remember that now. So I wanted to see how many searches had been done for home inspectors in and around you. So I'm doing that. I can throw it in our analytics so it doesn't rely on my computer's search history. It would throw it way, way off. So I can do it basically a blind. That helps us. So let's see. You guys have been busy. So I did just a modest 25-mile radius around Sayreville, and I ran the last 30 days. It looks like there were, there's another column here. Do you do commercial inspections, Michael?
No, I don't, just residential.
Okay, I'll leave that one out then. It only added a couple hundred more for the commercial, so no big. So just the last 30 days, 25-mile radius around you were 1,529 searches. So that's a pretty, you guys have been busy. that's a good number. And, you know, right now I see National Property Inspections, Continuous Support. They're the ones that are showing now in that map area. So, you know, getting there in that map above your competitors with that many searches being done, that would certainly do some good things for growth, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. And I forget, Michael, how long have you been in business? It's been a few years, isn't it?
Like 3 years, but
okay.
In the beginning, it was, I'm full time right now in the beginning.
Gotcha. Well, you still got the experience behind you though, and you've got, well, I don't see any bad reviews about you anywhere, so you must be doing a good job. Nobody's complaining.
That's good.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And we'll help you get more Google reviews too. I see you've got 4 already and they're 5 stars all the way across. So we've got a couple of tools that we'll give you to help you gather more of those reviews, which will also encourage people to call you. Of course, you know, people tend not to call their dad anymore and ask, you know, who did you use for this? They Google, oh, I'm buying a house. I need an inspector. Okay. And then, they see you. They see your reviews. Oh, great. Wonderful reviews. He's good. Click and call him. So it tends to be a much better lead, too.
Yeah.
So, and we didn't get pricing the other day either. And actually, this may be good timing that we didn't get to finish last week. Yesterday morning, they just handed us a promo code for 4th of July. So, you look. Now, Michael, are you on Facebook by chance?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and is it under Masterbuilt Home Inspection?
Yes, it is.
Oh, well, I've got to go see if I can find you.
My personal is, I have business stuff on there also.
Okay, awesome. I think I found you. Sorry about my pup. He's been a handful today. He's restless. He's just over a year old. And wow, he was Zishra. Are you familiar with
them? Oh, yeah, I like them.
Yeah, they're awesome. They've been our breed for 25 years. And he was the quiet one of the litter. And I tell you, he's always got something to say. I mean, he's always talking. It's funny. Some days it's annoying, but it is kind of funny too.
Yeah. Yeah.
And perfect. I think I just found you. Yep. Phone number matches. Awesome. I'm going to give you a light climb over here. Just give you a little boost.
Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. So pricing wise, look, we can make use of your Facebook as well. So we'll get you out to all those destinations, get you featured up on Google on the map area, and then we'll lock down the home inspection category. So let me see. I can actually classify you as new in business, being that you're under 5 years. So that works in our favor. That lets me, your retail normally would be $5.99 a month for where you're at. But with your new in business, I can get you down to $349. And then I'm going to throw in the 4th of July promo, which will knock another $50 off. So it'll get you down to $299 a month. And you'll actually be locked in, meaning as long as you're a client of ours, regardless of what our retail prices do, you're still locked in with those discounts. Never goes up. Calls and leads are unlimited. We don't charge by the lead or by the call. So it doesn't matter if you take in 25 new inspections or 75 new inspections in a month, your price doesn't change. We also don't believe in marriage contracts. Everything is strictly month to month. So we intend to have to do our job every month to continue earning your business.
I like that.
Yeah, I do too. I really do. I don't like those big contracts. It makes it hard on everybody. And it makes us, it does. Well, Michael, this sounds like something that would truly do some awesome things to grow your business. Just something we should move forward with, get you going and close down that listing so you can get up there above your competitors.
Now, what guarantees are there that I will be like first page?
So nobody can guarantee. If they tell you they can, their pants are on fire all day long. But I've seen it happen hundreds of times with hundreds of clients. I mean, to the point where I told my own husband, you just have to do this because I see it working and you're struggling to get clients in. So yeah. I've seen it work for him too. Local Splash, actually, I retired from construction and came here. And Local Splash was the one company that actually got me the first page. I was struggling for leads for construction as well at the time. And I was on Home Advisor and Angie's and paying through the nose. I think they got me, let me look, my sticky note says they got me for $3,400 one month and saw hardly any business out of it. So nobody can guarantee. I can't offer a guarantee either, but I personally have seen it work for hundreds of clients and firsthand in my own family. So
now, when you say I would come up first page, what search would that be? Just home inspectors near me or?
Just home inspector, home inspection. We'll use, you know, various keywords. If you do radon testing, we can use that as a keyword. Yeah. If you do mold testing, air quality. You're banging them off. You do all of them. That's awesome. Every one of those services, you know, and if you do like energy assessments, things like that, or home energy audits, sorry, wrong terminology, we can list that as keyword too. I would say, you know, your main category is going to be home inspection, home inspector. But yeah, all those other services we can use as keywords so that you pop for that as well.
So if I'm in a town, did you say 25 or 50 mile radius?
So yeah, we lock that down for a 50 mile radius around you. So we won't be promoting any other home inspectors in that 50 mile radius.
Okay. So if, 20 miles away from Sayreville and I type in home inspector, I'm going to pop up on the Google search.
You should. Yes. Yep.
Okay. Okay. It's definitely worth a try.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and get you set up then. I'm excited for you. I was so excited when I saw my husband up there on the first stage. I mean, I did a little Super Bowl dance. All right. Let me grab a couple screens here. And I'll start gathering info. So this will take us maybe 15, 20 minutes. And so part of my job is to gather all of your information correctly. And then so I do a lot of double and triple checking and some copying and pasting, some things I have to duplicate so that we make sure we've got everything correct. There we go. All right. And some things I can grab probably from your website. No. I was going to grab your last name.
Oh, snap. It's easy.
That is easy. Okay. I-T-H. Perfect. And I did see your email address over here, I think. Ah, that's on your Facebook page. Is it msnj4@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Perfect. All right. And then 732-693-3890, also cell phone.
Yeah, that's correct.
Perfect. And also your business line, I assume?
Yeah.
Okay, great. You update that. And then I'm going to send you two emails. The first one is informational. It's on our dashboard and analytics, which I hadn't mentioned yet. So the dashboard and analytics, you'll be able to log in anytime, if you'd like. We'll put a tool on your website. Again, it's optional. I'll ask you about that here for sure in just a minute. But you'll be able to log in and see how many clicks and calls you're getting, where searches were performed from, all that data and information to help run your business better. So that one's on the way. And then the next one I'm sending you is going to be the exact price and package I quoted you. I want you to have that in writing. Let's see, grab the wrong one. Here we go. Grab the wrong one the first time. And then I got to make sure I get your discounts on this email. So are you enjoying being a home inspector?
I am. I'm really loving it, to be honest with you.
Awesome.
I was hired like 7 years ago, and I became a real estate agent, and sales really been for me. So I had a friend who was different, and he got me involved, and I worked with him for a while too. So I really love it.
Nice. That's awesome. I like to hear that. It always makes going to work a whole lot easier if you enjoy it. And, Michael, I don't need your credit card number yet. I just need to know, on your credit card, does it appear Michael Smith, or is there a middle initial that shows?
It is... It's Michael F., as in Frank Smith.
All right. Perfect. Thank you. And all right. Next thing I'm going to do is I'm going to send you 3 consecutive text messages. Sorry for blowing up your phone. First one is going to be my direct contact info. I'm the lead on your account. So if you ever have questions, problems, just feel free to reach out. And you can text, so it'll come. My direct number is a 877 number. You can call me on that line. But the number that'll show up on the caller ID, you can actually text me back at that number.
Okay.
And then the next one I'm sending you is customer service, so you've got them in your phone. And then the third one, Third one is a short YouTube video tutorial on that dashboard and analytics for you.
Okay.
And then I've got, for company name, Master Built, all one word, but capital M and capital B. Is that right? Home inspection. Okay. And is inspection plural or singular?
Singular.
Okay. And is there Inc. or LLC at all behind that, Michael?
Yes, LLC.
LLC. Thank you. And what is your address?
It's 512 Washington Road, Suite 2.
Okay. Is that...
And the zip
go ahead.
The zip is 08859.
08859. And I'm sorry, you broke out. Is it Sayreville?
It's Sayreville, but the mailing address is Parlin. It's P-A-R-L-I-N.
Okay. Parlin. Got it. Let me update that. Okay, good. It liked it. I'm just going to do a copy and paste on your website address and on Facebook page for a tech. And then the next thing I need to have you do, Michael, is if you would take a look at your calendar. So next thing we need to do is set up your onboarding call. And that call, we block out an hour. It typically only takes 25-30 minutes.
Okay.
Nice. Goofy dog. What they'll do is they'll go through quality control, make sure I took everything in accurately, go back over keywords again, make sure we didn't miss anything, And then they'll also get you into your dashboard and analytics as well. And opportunity to upload photos if we need them, things like that. So let's see. Find my calendar here so I can see their calendar. All right. Okay, so tomorrow. Oh, you said you're, do you have any slots open for the rest of the week? I know you said you're pretty booked with inspections.
Yeah, I don't have anything. What'd you say, a half hour?
Usually a half hour, but we block off an hour just in case you need that extra time or if the tech needs extra info.
Do I need to be in front of my laptop or no?
No, actually you don't. And, you know, being, we operate on Pacific time and you're on Eastern, we could even do, gosh, we could even do as late as 6 o'clock your time.
Let me just see. How about, 3, 4, 5. How about, you know what? This week is just really tough. I'd probably.
Okay.
Can we do, I know Monday's a holiday. Can we do Tuesday?
Yes, absolutely. And okay. I've got a slot pretty much every hour on the hour starting at 10 o'clock your time. So you
okay.
name the time.
Can we do 5 my time? This way I know I'm done with everything.
Mm-hmm. You got it. Gives you time to get your reports done.
Yeah.
All right. Perfect. So Tuesday at 5 o'clock it is. I'm going to set up this calendar appointment and then when I get it set, I will send it to you. Oh wow. Here I'm typing June. It's going to be July by then. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh gosh. Yeah, no kidding. I'm actually still looking for May. I really don't know where it went. I guess it'll turn up again next year, they tell me.
Yeah, it will.
All right, let me get that set. And then I'll send you an email invitation to that, too.
Okay.
Okay. Here we are. All right, so that email should be on its way to you. So the subject line will start local / CIE. It's our internal coding, but it'll be easy for you to spot. And then okay. when that makes it to you, if you could just hit the yes button, that'll reserve your slot, and then they won't give it away to somebody else. Let's see what we need next here. All right. A little more copy and paste. Once it's verified, I hate to re-ask because then I'm afraid we'll do a typo.
I did get it.
Awesome.
And I did say yes. So.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
So we should be all good with that.
Awesome. Thank you. And then you do not need a website built.
No.
Okay. And you've got your Google Business profile already. Now, you must be okay with the address published on there. Usually, if we always ask if it's a home address, then we don't have it published on the Google Business profile. Yours is already up with your address. It looks like an office suite.
Yeah, it isn't my home address, but
okay.
let me ask you a question. I do most of New Jersey. Is it better just to not have an address?
You know, so Google will still key in on the address we list, whether it's a home address or not. So it's just a matter of whether it's published or not, whether it says Parlin or if it says 512 Washington Road in Parlin.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
You could just leave it then.
Okay. And then, Michael, completely optional, but and there is no charge for it. It's already included in all of our packages, is that call tracking. Did you want us to install that on your website so you can see the clicks and calls you're getting?
Now, what will that do?
So you'll be able to log into your dashboard, and you'll be able to see how many clicks and calls you're getting, where searches were performed from, data like that. Is that something you're interested in?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to send you an informational link on that by text. That one's on the way, and I'll tell our tech that you do want that. And then next optional item, again, no charge for it. It's actually something we just rolled out a few weeks ago. It's our Splash app. So it's an app that you would be able to download from the Play Store, and you can send and receive calls through the app on your existing cell phone without having to give up what your personal cell phone number is. Some people like it. Some people don't. It's still in beta, so they're actually taking applications for it, but they do still have openings. So if you're interested...
Benefit of that?
You'd be able to see who's calling you. You'd be able to call out through that app without having to reveal your personal cell phone number, for example.
Okay.
It would basically keep business and personal separate on the same phone, and you wouldn't need a different cell phone number.
Oh, I see. Oh, okay.
Totally optional.
Let me hold off on that right now.
No problem. If you change your mind down the road, be sure to let me know. We can talk about it and get you in then. All right, okay. So I'm going to list you for Perlin. Okay, perfect. And then, Michael, do you prefer phone, text, email, or are any of the above okay?
I really prefer text. It's easier.
You got it. Okay. I'm going to do one more quick scan, make sure I caught everything there. Ah, well, there's a good one. So, home inspections. Services is where we're at. So, home inspections, radon testing. Mold testing. You said you do energy audits, right?
No, I actually don't do that.
Okay. So I've got...
oil tank sweeps.
You said oil tank sweeps?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow, that's... okay.
You guys probably don't have that out there.
No, we don't. That's why I'm like, what was that? Okay, I got it, though. Oil tank sweeps.
And sewer scopes also.
Okay. All right. Any others?
No, that's it.
Okay, perfect. Just one more quick glance through everything here, make sure I got everything, and it looks good. So we'll put that in. And then I've got to put our calendar appointment in one more spot. Unfortunately, I have to put it in two spots. And I wish it was on the same, well, it's kind of on the same system, but kind of not at the same time. You got your July 5th. Make sure I got my time right. Perfect. All right, that looks good. So I'm going to go ahead and set up your subscription. And then we're close to done.
Okay.
Give my computer a second to think.
Now that breeds Beagle, is that a good dog?
We absolutely love them. Yeah, they're so easy to train. They're actually a hunting dog.
Yes.
Yeah, but they make wonderful family pets. We've always intended with that.
Yeah, because I had a Whippet for 16 years, and she just stopped in February, and I've been looking for something else, and I just can't find, like, the right breed that I want.
Oh, you know, we went through that, too. We had a couple mutts. One of them moved in with the neighbor. One of them just didn't work out, so we were young and barely married. We gave her back to the shelter. And then a friend of ours had a Vizsla, and we fell in love. I mean, he was good with kids, so smart and easy to train. I mean, the pup that I've got, I swear some days he's smarter than I am, and it's sad. I mean, we'll work out. We'll be doing, you know, training and such, and we switch over to no treats, of course. And after he'll do his tricks or, you know, his commands, whatever he's supposed to do for a little bit. And then he'll stop and look at me like, are you kidding me now? I'm supposed to get treats for this. And we're done. I mean, he will sit there and stall out. He will wait me out until I say we're all done or we resume with treats. Oh my gosh. But they are, they're really high energy.
Do they shed at all?
They've got really, really short hair. Find, like, if I'm wearing, like, my leggings, the spandex height, it'll get, you know, stuck in them.
Like that kind of hair.
Yeah. And, you know, if you're a runner or a hiker or even bicyclist, they do make great dogs to exercise with. They love the exercise. They absolutely love it. Yeah.
I need to look into that breed.
What's that?
I said I need to look into that breed. Because they are
Yeah, definitely go look them up. Oh, gosh. Jax is number... Oh, my... I think he's number 6 so far. My boy before him passed away, he's a year old, the year before that. I was a year without a dog. And, he was, 7. My husband is holding up 7 fingers. He's our 7th Vizsla.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. My Johnny was the second love of my life. That dog was amazing. Yeah.
Now,
all right.
And there's a wired hair Vizsla too.
Yeah, I think they're ugly.
Different looking.
Yeah, you know, to me, somebody screwed up the breed when they crossbred them with, was it? Oh, I think it was a German wire hair that they crossed them with, if I remember right.
They
know.
Just don't look the same.
No, they don't have that sleek look. And they really are, I mean, good-looking dogs. I've never seen a dog breed get more recognition. Just, you know, walking down the street, oh, what kind of dog is that? Just, you know, random out of the blue.
Yeah, definitely.
So, yeah. Yep.
Okay.
But, yeah,
sorry to guess.
Do your research on them, definitely. Yeah, they are high energy and they can be very barky, as you heard.
Yeah.
Mine is very talkative. He's always talking about something. And that, you know, that can drive a lot of people crazy. It can be partially trained out of him. We've been working with him. He's actually quieter now than he used to be most days. Today's an exception. But So, Michael, I'm to billing. I've got your subscription all set up. On your card, does the company name appear also, or is it just your personal name?
It's the company name also.
All right. Let me grab that and plunk it over there. And then the phone number attached to the account, I assume, is the same as your business line?
Yeah.
Perfect. And then address attached to that card is the 512 Washington Road?
Yes, that's correct.
All right, I'll plunk that over. No need to retype it. And then Perlin. Let me grab that and zip over there quick. 08859, right?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay. No, that's all right. And then Visa, Amex, Master, Discover?
Visa.
All right. And I'm ready for those digits when you are. I'll read each four back to you just to make sure I got them all correct.
4085.
4085.
4040.
4040.
3000.
3000.
8951.
8951. And then what's the expiration, please?
1/26.
Which is not that far away anymore.
Not
and
I
then,
know.
What's the security code on the back, please?
126.
126. Perfect. And I say on the back. I guess they've moved everything to the back now. It threw me for a loop when I got my updated card. All right. Let me update that, and then I will send that through. And then I'll let my computer think here for a second. So once this goes through, there will be another email on its way to you. And it should say, I believe they changed it to welcome to Local Splash. If not, it'll say Local Splash initial invoice. And that one, sometimes it takes a minute to get there. So while we wait for it, we'll do the voice verification. They'll save us a minute. And it's really a duplicate of what's coming by email. So let me know when the one comes by email. There should be an accept button on there. But while we wait for it, we'll go ahead and do this. So I'll be reading it. So if you have any questions or need clarification, don't hesitate to ask. So the voice verification is required of us as Google Channel partners, and it is recorded and attached to your file as an edit form of protection for you. So to ensure the accuracy of your order and for the sake of the recording, please state the full name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
Master Belt Home Inspection.
Thank you. And please state your name and title within the business.
Michael Smith, and I'm the owner inspector.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes, I am.
And are you the authorized user on the billing of the account?
Yes, I am.
In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and to get the best results, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Perfect. So basically what that one means, if you add TikTok, social media, or, you know, something like that, just let us know. That way we can make sure everything still ties together so you don't lose page rank.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it doesn't mean you can't do other things. Just let us know. We can make sure it still ties. Your payment, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged on today's date, June 28th, 2022, in the discounted non-refundable amount of $398, the breakout of which is $299 for your first month and a one-time $99 setup fee. Going forward, your monthly rate is a flat $299. There are no hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, or charges of any kind. This is a recurring payment that will take place again on the 28th of every month. Should you choose to pause or discontinue for any reason, you may do so by contacting client support at least 3 business days prior to the billing date after August 28th. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
Perfect. Thank you. And that's the end of the voice verification. Did that email make it to you, Michael?
Yes, it did. So you want me to just accept?
Yes, if you would, please. And then it should ask you to type your name as it appears in the box. And then when we've got that, it will take you to a login screen, and that'll tell us we're in the right place.
Okay.
And then let me know when that, when you hit that login screen, I'll see if it updates on my end. Perfect. All right. Let's see if it did its thing. Ah, wow. I think that's got to be about the fastest it's ever done that. Perfect. You're all set, Michael. Everything is up to date. Just a reminder to make that onboarding call on Tuesday. You'll get a reminder beforehand as well. You know, if you have any questions or anything, don't hesitate to reach out.
Okay, I'll definitely do that.
All right, welcome aboard. We're glad to have you. I can't wait to see you on that first page.
Yes, me too. Thank you, Gail. I appreciate all your help.
No problem. Thank you, Michael. Have a good night.
Okay, you too. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. All right, bye-bye.